Our next reading will be 1 week from tonight. It's graduate students reading in the terrace lounge of the Student Union at 8:30. And the readers will be Nelson Barr, Eileen Godelay-Reyes, Gail Larrick, and Jim Trefilio. That's September 29th. The university's undergraduate magazine, Persona, is looking for submissions, short fiction, poetry, graphics, photography. The usual rule supply material should be typed, double-spaced, and should have a self-addressed stamped envelope attached. Persona has a mailbox in the English department. You can leave material in. And it's getting to be about that time of year. I would like to start making up the first newsletter. So if you have any good news, would you please pass it on to me? Our newsletter publishes only good news. I hope you can come over to the Poetry Center following tonight's reading, have some punch and cookies, and meet Peter Wilde. If you haven't been to the Poetry Center, we're two blocks to the north at the corner of Speedway and Highland. And we'll be on the south lawn beside the guest house. It's always a pleasure to introduce a friend and colleague. Peter Wilde is one of the most widely published poets in the United States. Some of his books are New and Selected Poems and Wilderness, both from New Rivers Press, The Cloning and Chihuahua from Doubleday. His most recent book is Bitter Roots from the Blue Moon Press, and copies of Bitter Roots will be available for sale at the reception. In addition to being a poet, Peter has been a journalist, backpacker, and an avid conservationist. He's a contributing editor to High Country News. He has a book out on Pioneer Conservationist of Western America, which is soon to be followed by Pioneer Conservationist of Early America and Pioneer Conservationist of Eastern America. I'm very happy to introduce Peter Wilde.